Poet Campbell McGrath combines the sensibilities of an economist, a documentary filmmaker, and an historian. In 1996, he wrote a 70-page epic called The Bob Hope Poem. It helped him win a MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant.
Today, McGrath is a professor at Florida International University. I sat down with him to talk about a poet's life in South Florida. I asked him to bring a favorite artifact from his study.
This is a very good Florida artifact, too. Shoot. I didn't manage to get it out of my bag in time. That's the Florida orange bird.
Will you describe it for me?
It's a plastic piggy bank that is in the form of a bird, theoretically, but actually it's a gigantic orange head perched on a tiny body. What I believe I purchased this at a little orange, fresh orange stand somewhere in Central Florida.
And why did you choose this to bring to me today?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm a collector of strange little figurines, knickknacks, piggy banks, but often they're more national, like Big Boy. So this was a particularly Floridian artifact. Florida calls itself the Sunshine State, which I find particularly aggravating because, like, you know, the sun, what does it mean to be the sun? The sun is a gigantic, you know, ball of hydrogen burning in space, shining down on the entire planet. We're not the Sunshine State. It's like a pointless attribute to, like, point to. So the orange is something that we do well here in Florida.
You arrived in Florida kind of by accident. You got an appointment at FIU in 1993, but it is transformed into